are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
5 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What up? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Tuesday, June the 9th, and Blake with PMT and Dwan Burton of the Pistons GT team here with us today on Locked On Pistons as those guys return to action tonight. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. How are you guys doing out there? The podcast numbers have been up and down during the quarantine. Trying to hit a lot of that draft content for you guys seems to be what you're wanting. I'm wanting your opinions, though, on the draft. So get in touch with me in the email at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com, or send me some stuff along on social media, or even better than that, give us a call on the Google voicemail line, 810-666-1546. Give me 90 seconds or so on what you think about the Pistons draft, who you want on the team, who they should avoid, all that good stuff, and we'll play some of those. As time goes on, we've got all sorts of content to fill until about December 1st. When basketball returns for the Detroit Pistons and your boy Matt goes into a coma trying to figure out content for the next several months. But today we listened to Pardon My Take So You Don't Have To. Blake Griffin was on there. We're also going to step into the time capsule. The Locked On Podcast Network found a little gimmick to do for some of the basketball shows. We're going to go back to the year 1995, the offseason, the first year after Grant Hill, so after his rookie season with the Pistons, what they tried to do to regroup going into 95-96, a new coach came to town, and some success was had that maybe was going to pretell a new era of Pistons basketball. Didn't really work out quite that way, but the winning would continue, and the winning would pick up after they made the big trade of Grant Hill. But we'll talk about some of those building blocks after the Grant Hill years. I'm sorry, during the Grant Hill years, the early parts of them. And we're also going to be joined a little bit later on by Dwan Burton, the coach of the Pistons GT team of the NBA 2K League, former coach of the year of the NBA 2K League. They are back in action tonight at 1-5, trying to turn things around in the early parts of the NBA 2K League season. But give me a follow on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Dash. Matt Shook, do me a favor and give us a follow on the Play Michigan Twitter account as well. Play_Michigan. That's my new employers. We got to make them happy with the numbers. But speaking of numbers, one of the most popular podcasts out there is Pardon My Take, the Barstool podcast. Big Cat and PFT, they have got in with Blake Griffin on the inner circle, so they get him on occasionally. He is Blake of the Year, a very funny little thing that they do. I think he won it last year by picking up their phone call quickly. I think that's how you win Blake of the Year. So good stuff. I used to listen to PMT quite a bit when I lived in Chicago. Big Cat's a Chicago guy, so I was trying to get myself into the Chi-Town culture, the Windy City stuff. Maybe I was going to plan on maybe living there for the rest of my life, see how things go. Love the Windy City. Love Chicago. You should visit there or consider moving there if you're a young person looking for something new. Great place to live. I don't know what happened with that podcast, or maybe it was me or something. Maybe I just turned into a curmudgeon, an older dude. Maybe it was the Trump thing that did it to me, but I just can't anymore. I'll try to explain. I went on the show notes when I saw that Blake was on there, saw that Blake was on the 42-minute mark. So like, okay, I'll listen till then. I'll just listen all the way through for the 42 minutes until then. Hear how my old guys, PFT and Big Cat, are doing. And I respect the game. Those guys are one of the most popular podcasts out there. I kind of like those guys, actually, even though I'm not a Barstool guy by any means. But it's a comedy podcast. It's not a sports podcast. And there's a lot of comedy podcasts out there. And the jokes for these guys, with me, hit about like 5 to 10% of the time. they just have like this ridiculous and absurd brand of comedy, which is okay. I don't mean ridiculous and absurd in a bad way. I kind of like that sometimes, but with me, these guys just don't hit. So I couldn't take it anymore. I skipped ahead and went to the Blake Griffin interview. And I got to tell you, it was really good and funny. Blake was kind of carrying the comedy part of it for about the first half of it, for about 12 to 15 minutes. And then after that, the second half of it, the interview just dragged. It ended up being a 33-minute interview where you could tell, like, they all kind of wanted to end the interview or nothing. Nobody had anything funny to say in the second half of it. And the podcast itself was an hour and a half. And I understand when you're kind of free-flowing, you're improvising, you're cracking jokes. Some of them work sometimes. A lot of them don't as far as the jokes. Here's my free advice for a podcast that's about 15 times to 30 times to 100 times more successful than mine. Edit it down when you're done. The parts where there's 5 minutes where nothing funny happens, just cut that out. Make that hour and a half podcast, which is insane, 40 minutes. It would be just great stuff. This would be like a great 30, 35, 40-minute podcast if someone just took a fine-tooth comb. I mean, who has an hour and a half to listen to two guys mostly miss on jokes? There's a lot of podcasts out there, and that's what we try to do on the Locked On Podcast Network. If I could give a little free advertisement for the whole network, we try to respect your time. I've been going overboard a little bit too much, too long on the length lately, but I mean, we're talking about like 30, 35 minutes. Try to clean it up. We're going to do better going forward. Keep it back to that 25, 30 minute range. We just give you some news about the Pistons, a couple takes about what's going on. We go back in the time capsule a little bit. We hit some interviews. We have some fun. Maybe we make you laugh a few times a week, but we try to respect your time a little bit, which is what we do, and I think is the strength of our network. So, again, here's me giving some free advice to one of the most popular podcasts in the world there. But anyway, the news from Blake, there was none. He says he's fine. He said he would be technically cleared to play if there was any kind of play to be had with the Pistons right now. He played some kickball in L.A. Apparently the paparazzi was following him around. It was a lot of paparazzi talk with Big Cat and PFT. He addressed the TMZ air ball on the gym or at the court outside with his kids. But, you know, just listen to about the first 10 minutes of it. Blake's funny. We love Blake Griffin. Got the comedy career going well. The problem is that he's funnier than the guys hosting the comedy podcast, which is a little bit of a problem. I will refer you back to last fall, I believe it was. I know this because I listened to it when I was in Ann Arbor walking around for one of the Michigan football Saturdays. But Blake Griffin was great on the Pete Holmes podcast. You Made It Weird. Blake's also great with when he's kind of the straight guy or the second guy on interviews and stuff like that. So, yeah, that would be more of a good environment for Blake as opposed to carrying a podcast with someone who's not on his league with humor. So that's just my two cents about the recap of Blake on PMT, and that's where we're at with content right now on June 8th, staring at 6 months away from the Detroit Pistons playing basketball. But up next, we're going to go back into the time machine of 1995, talk about that summer, the decisions the Pistons made, and what it meant for the future of the franchise. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, want to tell you guys all about rockauto.com. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money, so that you can use that money for more important things like the mortgage or food on the table. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? That's right. RockAuto.com is a family business, the best prices, serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, or even new carpet for your ride. Whether it's for your new new car, or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. You know you need to check up on their ride. Find out the car parts. get him delivered. Get your mate, get your handyman or your car guy, your mechanic to put him in for you. Do it yourself. Have your husband do it. Have your dad do it. But get the parts for cheap. Amazing selection, reliably low price. All the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Also, got to tell you guys about Mima Remedies. Natalie and Brandon are hooking me up. They fulfilled my order once again. They sent the free stuff to me, and I went back for the paid stuff, used my hard-earned money to get the lifter tincture. That's right. That's the stuff that I like. That's the stuff that I use every single night. Mima Remedies is a CBD company providing full-spectrum CBD hemp oil and flower, owned by Michigan State alums and Southwest Michigan residents as well. Only two ingredients, USDA-certified organic MCT oil derived from coconuts, and also CO2-extracted full-spectrum CBD from hemp organically grown in the great state of Oregon, where Mima founder Brandon Dendler got his start from the industry working with other Michigan State alums. To celebrate Mima's first season growing their own hemp in the Great Lakes State, we are giving Locked On listeners 25% off at MimaRemedies.com. Use promo code Locked On for 25% off at MIMARemedies.com. This is full-spectrum extract that retains the terpenes and flavor of hemp flower. No additives or flavoring. All products are third-party tested. They're going to give you the rundown of everything you need to know from the lab. Always below 0.3% THC. Good for sleeping. Good for reducing stress. Good for chilling out on the weekends as well. Find Mima on Instagram. The tag there is Mima Remedies, M-I-M-A, Remedies, R-E-M-E-D-I-E-S. Find them on Facebook as well, and also at MimaRemedies.com, promo code LOCKDOWN, 25% off there. If you're looking for high-quality CBD products from a brand you could trust, Mima is a match made in Michigan.
Yes, sir! All
right, a little bit later on, we'll be joined by DeJuan Burton, the coach of the Pistons GT team, as they get ready for action tonight. But we're doing a little time machine segment here on the Lockdown Podcast Network. We had our choices of years to pick. Could have picked 85, the Bad Boys Rise, maybe 90, the second Bad Boys title, 2000 or 2005, the going to work era, some building blocks there, or the Game 7 against the Spurs, the second time the Pistons made the NBA Finals. I don't know what it says about me, but I instead chose to take us back to the summer of 1995. Maybe it's my teenage years, and I want to go back to the angst of those times. But the summer, so 94-95, the previous season, Don Chaney is the coach of the Pistons, and Grant Hill, during his rookie season, took the league by storm. The sprint endorsements, Fila, all that good stuff that you remember. He splits the Rookie of the Year voting with Jason Kidd. Those guys were 2 and 3 in the draft. Of course, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, the first pick of the draft, if I recall correctly. Chaney fired after that bad season. Doug Collins comes in as coach of the Pistons, the former Bulls coach. Coaching Grant Hill in year two, kind of the archetype of Michael Jordan, his coaching that he did leading him to a great career. Obviously, the Pistons have a first-round pick after that bad season with Don Chaney, the eighth pick of the draft. So it would be interesting to see what they did with that pick. Joe Dumars, still with the team. He goes to the All-Star game in that 28-win season with Don Chaney, but he doesn't in the successful coming year that we'll talk about. But then goes back again the year after that, 96-97, for Joe D's final appearance in the All-Star team. The year after this year that we'll talk about, the Pistons went 54-28, the high watermark of the 3 or 2.5 seasons that Doug Collins was aboard. Got the fifth seed that year. Doesn't that sound nice? Win 54 games, get the fifth seed. Those were the days, weren't they? We didn't appreciate them when they were here. We were spoiled by the Bad Boys days and thought for some reason that there was something wrong with the Grant Hill era. But looking back on it, man, pretty fun times to be a Pistons fan. The year before, so this one that we're talking about, 95-96, they would jump to go 46-36 in Grant Hill's second year. This is Allen Houston and Lindsey Hunter's third year with the team. So they had that eighth pick in the draft. Bad seasons will do that for you. But the Pistons found a willing trade partner in the Portland Trailblazers who traded up to the number 8 pick, and the Pistons got the 18th and 19th back-to-back picks in the first round, along with a second-round pick from 1995 as well. The Trailblazers traded up so they could take Sean Respert of Michigan State with the number 8th pick. The Pistons, there wasn't much there. You know, Respert obviously didn't have a good pro career. Not all that much left in that time. I mean, some decent players. Ed O'Bannon, Kurt Thomas had a long career. Cherokee Parks, Gary Trent, Corliss Williamson, who would become a familiar name years later. But yeah, no Hall of Famers in there, no huge misses. But the Pistons, with pick 18, took an unknown named Theo Ratliff out of Wyoming. And at 19, the Pistons back-to-back take Randolph Childress from Wake Forest, who came off the strong March Madness for the Demon Deacons. If only they would have taken Michael Finley out of Wisconsin in Big Ten country, who went two picks later. But the Pistons also got Lou Rowe in the second round from UMass. Worth a shot, I guess. So you got Theo Ratliff, Randolph Childress, and Lou Rowe coming to training camp. But instead, before the season started in September 20th, Randolph Childress was traded back to Portland, the team that originally had the pick, instead, and packaged with Bill Curley, the immortal Bill Curley, for Otis Thorpe. So Otis Thorpe comes to the Pistons. The Pistons eventually turned him into the Darko pick in one of what could have been one of the great trades of all time. But in the middle of Randolph Childress's second year, nondescript career so far with Portland, he gets traded back to the Detroit Pistons with the immortal Reggie Jordan and Aaron McKee, as the Pistons gave up Stacey Augmon for those three guys. Randolph Childress ends up playing four games with the Pistons, 30 total minutes, and he's out of the league after that at 24 years old. He was only with two teams in his career, but he was with each of those teams on two different occasions, the Pistons, the Portland Trailblazers, if you include Portland having the pick and then trading it. So each of those teams, he only played within one stint, four games with the Pistons, but he was also with those two teams on separate occasions before his career actually started on the court in the NBA. That's crazy, in my opinion, as I was doing a little bit of this research. That's my Randolph Childress drag, and that's what you get here on Locked On Pistons during the quarantine. This ended up being a solid season for the Pistons in 1995-96. They did get swept by the Pistons by the Magic in three games. The Magic, Penny, and Shaq, one of the favorites in the East. That was a 2-7 matchup. 3 out of 5 back then. The Pistons got swept in three games, but they only lost by three games at home in game three. I remember that game, watching it on TV and my little TV in my bedroom there. Really kind of a 2016 NBA playoff odor for the Pistons looking back. If you look at the Cavs that season with LeBron, a little bit of a closer sweep than you might think against a good team, a contender for the NBA title. But of course, the 72-win Bulls won it all that year. They got past the Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bulls swept the Magic that year in four games. That was after Jordan, the previous season, came back from baseball and got beat by the Magic in, I believe, 6 or maybe 5 in 95 before the Magic lost to Houston in the NBA Finals there. But Allen Houston in Game 3 of the 1996 first round against Orlando, he scored 33 for the Pistons that night. That would be his last game as a member of the Detroit Pistons after 3 years. And even without him, the Pistons would win 54 games with the next year, losing to Atlanta in the 4-5 series in the first round. Although the wheels would come off the following year after that of the Doug Collins era in year 3, and the Alvin Gentry era would begin. That's the time machine going back to the summer of 1995. But up next, we're going to be joined by DeJuan Burton, the coach of the Pistons GT team. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, got to tell you guys all about Built Bar. I love Built Bar with my whole heart and all that I am. Built Bars are tasty. It's the best thing about the first couple minutes about my day. The protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, all the amazing flavors. I'm excited to try the German chocolate cake one. I haven't had that yet. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat that's not going to screw you up with your macros. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. Those are the four things you want for any kind of respectable diet these days. The mint brownie one, it's as good as it sounds, but it has 15 grams of protein, only 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. Good stuff, good for you. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you get $10 off your first order. Again, use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. All right, and now we're being joined by DeJuan Burton, the coach of the Pistons GT team, as they are 1-5, looking forward to getting on the winning track this week with games on Tuesday and Friday night. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
So you guys had a tough week last week, lost to the Cavs in two, and then the Grizz Memphis team in three games, went down to the wire and right down to the end in that game with the Grizz as well. Tell us about that game.
Oh, man, that's I honestly believe that's the toughest losses, honestly, when you lose by one or two right at the end. Those are definitely harder to digest than losing by 20 or 30, you know, when the game was already kind of decided, for sure.
Yeah, so, DeJuan, you were the coach of the year or the first year of the NBA 2K League, and now they're in year three, Pistons GT, in their third year in the league as well. So what do you think about this team in particular? I know you guys aren't off to the start. You wanted 1-5 right now. But what makes you positive about the ability for this team to turn around and to get going here in a positive way?
I would say, just as I said in day one, when we first drafted Charger and Pro, when we already had our team pretty much set and we only needed to draft two players, I have a ton of confidence in this team because I know our chemistry at the end of the day is better than any team in the league. And, you know, of course it's not showing right now that we are, but, you know, I know and I have faith that, you know, we will be able to show that and to our fans and to ourselves that we are, you know, one of the better teams and that we just need to go out there and prove it. You know, at the end of the day, we just need to go out and play as a team and play together. And once we start to do that on a consistent basis, you know, we'll string together a bunch of wins.
3 weeks of action in the books for your team in particular. Do you feel like the team's starting to get an identity or guys starting to kind of meld together a little bit in time here as the season goes on?
Yes, definitely. I definitely do. Like I said before on an interview I did with Vinny, that we as a team have six starters, you know, so it's super hard to figure out how do you get those six starters to play together as a team, you know, because everyone's so used to playing as individual. So my job and my task as a coach is to figure out, okay, how can I mold, you know, these six guys to understand that, yes, you all are talented and the most talented group that I've had to work with. But at the same time, we have to understand, you know, even though you are talented and a great talented group, we have to understand to play, you know, I need you to play as this and play this role, you know, and I need you to play as this and play this role. So it's just, you know, as we're going on and figuring out, you know, each individual and each other as individuals to play more as a team instead of individuals, I think, once we figure that out, you know, we will be one of the top teams for sure.
And Tuesday, 7 o'clock against the Mavs Gaming Squad, and then Friday, 7 o'clock against Bucks Gaming as well. And I believe, like you said off air, that one of those games, ESPN2 on Tuesday, and maybe on Friday as well, as the schedule is a little bit in flux, as we know, everyday life and everything is kind of in flux these days. But what do you think? How are the guys adjusting to playing, in their different rooms and the kind of the variables that the pandemic has brought to all of our lives, and specifically to you guys who are trying to play a season under different circumstances, of course, than previous years when you're in New York all together side by side? How are they adjusting to that?
I don't think you could fully adjust to that, period.
Yeah, it's tough.
Just with our group, you know, in general, we have a group that's not only built for the stage, but actually, you know, built to play, you know, play with each other, you know, you kind of sit next to each other, just like the NBA, you know, it's a total difference when, you know, you have five talented people that, you know, play separately, you know, in each room and have a talented players playing five to get, you know, together in one room. You know, it's definitely a struggle, and it's definitely something that we're slowly working through. But I think at the end of the day, it's just going to make us better as a team as a whole, you know, because we're starting to understand, you know, I know this guy has this niche. I know this guy has this tendency. I know how this guy has this, you know, or I know this guy likes this. Or I know this guy don't like this. You know, so is a longer road to understand and figure that out, just because we have to play, you know, in a room separately from each other. But I feel like that just, you know, right now, of course, you know, right in front of us, it's hard to do. But yet, you know, in the long run, it's going to be easier for us to understand, like, you know, this guy plays like this, this guy plays like this. So let me set him up like this, or let me set this person up like this. And it will bring us together, you know, as a whole, once we are able to play together, you know, in the same room and to feed off each other's vibes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And Dewan Burton joining us here, coach of the Pistons GT team. Dewan, I know that you're also with the Pistons organization during the NBA 2K League offseason as well, I believe. What is your responsibilities, you know, in the offseason away from the 2K League, and how did you get involved in coaching the Pistons GT team in particular?
So for myself, I don't really have an offseason.
Yeah, unfortunately. Right. One to the other, right?
As you said, you know, I work for the Pistons during the NBA season, and I work mm-hmm. for Pistons GT during our Pistons off season. Correct. Technically. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I love basketball so much that I was willing to come into this, just because, you know, during my off time, I play, you know, NBA 2K, mm-hmm. and I go into a lot of games within the rec or in the park or stuff like that. What a lot of people seeing, like, oh man, that's the coach of such and such, you know, mm-hmm. and he understand, oh man, I didn't think he was going to be able to play like this or be able to do these things. And just from my experience from that, and also my experience from coaching, because I've coached a lot from, you know, Pistons Academy to junior NBA to high school and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I understand the different things that's needed to, I guess you would say, to mold and to cultivate different players and different individuals to become better than what they think they can. And that's my job as a coach in a whole, is to figure out, you know, how can I get, you know, all these five talented players, you know, all these five superstars to play as one, you know, and that's the task and that's the hard part of being a coach, is you got to understand and got to figure out, okay, how can I, you know, grab all these, you know, these six talented individuals and understand and get them to understand, like, hey, yes, you are talented, but how are you talented with, you know, these four beside you? How are you talented with these four, you know, having your back? How are you talented with you taking a back seat sometimes to understand that, you know, this guy can do this better than I can, or this guy can do this, you know, better than I can, and understand that and to play as a team. And I think that's the hardest part as a coach to try to figure that out.
And Dewan Burton joining us here of the Pistons GT team. They are getting ready for action again, 1-5 so far this season, but looking to turn it around Tuesday, 7 o'clock tonight against Mavs Gaming, and then Friday, 7 o'clock, Bucks Gaming as well. Dewan, coach, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me. I enjoy it. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
Thanks so much again to Dewan Burton for joining us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Remember to check out rockauto.com for all your auto part needs. Everything you need, all the great low prices, and take it from me, a guy who grew up slinging auto parts in my parents' warehouse there in Ferndale. But that'll do it for us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Do yourself a favor and check out the latest episode. Tell your smart device to play Hollinger and Duncan. But that'll do it for the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is Matt Shook saying thanks for listening. Talk to you guys later this week.